Ralphie Radio Show, of course, each and every Friday we check in with Life and Style Weekly to recap the week that was. Events editor Juliet Eason checking in from New York right now. And Juliet, a lot of news regarding American Idol. Steven Tyler yesterday says bye-bye. And then we saw this one coming, Juliet. Jennifer Lopez today officially leaving American Idol, right?
Right. There had been a lot of talk that she was planning on leaving, and she'd sort of alluded to it in various interviews. So this wasn't a total surprise, but I think it was a surprise for Idol to have both these judges leave within days of each other. That can't feel super great for the producers there. They have obviously very big shoes to fill for both Steven and for J-Lo.
Really sends them into a tailspin, but for J-Lo, everything's great for her because, well, I mean, she's on tour. She's got this new movie coming out that she voiced. I mean, things are going well in the land of J-Lo now.
Absolutely, and she's got her young new boyfriend who she can't stop spending time with. So I think she just realized that she didn't really need this gig anymore. She's obviously got a lot of money as it is, and I think this was fun for her to do for a little bit and make a quick buck, but now she wants to move on to other projects.
Her and Steven were both smart to really, you know, Aerosmith was kind of, you know, in a weird period, and J-Lo, her music career kind of derailed as well. They used Idol to get back on in the mainstream media and get those careers back on track, and now they're going to, you know, go probably have more successful years, at least in the music industry. Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Kourtney Kardashian gracing the cover of the latest Life and Style. Of course, some great news for her and Scott Disick as they welcome another child into their lives, right?
Absolutely, and Kourtney has wanted a baby girl ever since she gave birth to her son, Mason. So they named her Penelope Scotland Disick, and obviously her baby daddy's name is Scott, so we've got to assume Scotland is a bit of an ode to him. Jury's still out on how everyone sort of feels about that middle name. But she's had a very easy first few days post-pregnancy. She gave birth on July 8th, and everything is going very well. And everybody from Kim to Kanye to all her sisters have been to the hospital to visit. And everybody's doing really well. Scott's been a doting dad and going out to get her anything she needs.
Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Things, I guess, worked out okay for Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, as good as they could have. I mean, they announced that they're working together to separate, and like 2 hours later, they got the divorce settled. I mean, I guess just like those Staples commercials, that was easy.
That was easy. They must have a button somewhere.
Right.
Clearly. Yeah, it was very surprising how quickly this all wrapped itself up, especially when Kardashian and Chris Humphries to settle their own divorce, which only lasted 72 days. So I think it's great that Katie and Tom have really moved on quickly. They've settled up everything they need to settle up. And from what we hear, she'll be getting at least $10 million in child support between now and when Suri turns 18. So they won't be missing any meals, and obviously she has a lot of her own endorsement deals and her own movie projects, and I think she's just very excited to start becoming her own person again and sort of forging her own path.
Read about those stories and many more in Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason, have a great weekend.
You too.